Let me make a demonstration for you.
Don't come here with this crazy talk.
It's not.
Some more of this.
This is you, right? You got your direction that you moved.
What you doing, my hangers?
This is you. And this is me. Now, we seem like we don't fit at all. We just crash into each other. But then when you line things properly, like God putting you next door to me, everything kind of works out. And even if you slow down, I got you.
He wanted me to do another scene with my raunchy next door neighbor, Terrence Howard. He wanted her to, you know, be rolling in the bed, you know, in a bra and panties and sitting up on the TV, sitting up watching TV. I go, listen, she makes a tuna fish sandwich every afternoon. She watches One Life to Live. And, you know, she has a beer. She is not doing that in her bra and panties. But, you know, Lee likes to push the envelope. So we argued up until the day of about that scene.
If we did have other scenes, we'd probably be married now. So I think it's a good choice, you know, to just pull back a little bit, you know.
Hey, hey, no. Our boys are both down.
It was still intimidating in the beginning, you know, because it is Oprah, you know. But I go back to what I do, which is direct, and she was so fragile and so vulnerable and so that I ended up wanting to take care of her.
I love that woman so much. She made it so comfortable, and, you know, she knows that I'm a loose cannon in that sense, and she still loved to play with me, you know, and I guess artistry, you know, is wrapped in many different packages. She was comfortable with that.
What was the name of that movie, honey?
In the Heat of the Night.
In the Heat of the Night with Sidney Poitier?
Sidney Poitier is a white man's fantasy of what he wants us to be.
What are you talking about? He just won the Academy Award. He's breaking down barriers for all of us.